Shabbos Chanukah, Parshas Vayeshev, Tavshin Samach Zayin. This week's Parshas is Parshas Vayeshev, and we will not speak about Parshas Vayeshev. Being it's Shabbos Chanukah, then we have two Shabbos Chanukahs. We will speak about, however, the Haftarah of this week. For Chanukah, we don't change the Kriyas Haftarah of the Shabbos. We learn by Yeshiv, next week is Miketz, but the Haftarah we do change. We change it this week, we change it next week. And it's interesting, if we see how the Chachamim changed it and to what they changed it to, it gives us an insight into what they wanted us to take out of Chanukah, particularly from learning reading the Haftarah, and therefore I'd like to say over a very nice thought on Chanukah, which I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Matisyahu Solomon, years back, and again to explain this interesting choices of the Haftarah. What was the nace of Chanukah? Oil, which was enough to burn for one day, burned for 8 days. Hands down, 99 out of 100 people will tell you that was the nace of Chanukah. The 5-year-old in kindergarten, the 70-year-old, everyone will tell you that was the nace of Chanukah. Okay? Then when we think into it a second time, what else was the nace of Chanukah? That they won the war, the victory of the war. Okay. So two nisim. Certainly, we could explain it. There were two nisim that occurred on during the Chanukah story. The nais that they won the war, and right after that, the nais that they found the pach shemen, the one jug of oil, lasted for 8 days. It's unfair because we haven't said al nisim at least a half a year since Purim, but it's been a year since we said the Bimei Matisyahu.
The war gets numbered.
Not only number one and number two, it doesn't get any mention, the nace of the Shemen. You read the... let's see. This is what you're referring to. So during the whole Bimei Matisyahu and the whole Anaisim, what we make mention is... There was a tremendous gzeira. Barachamecha ramatel meserosam. Ravdes rivam. You gave over givayim at chaloshim. Rabbim yad maatim. It's meyam batahirim. And at the end, v'achar kein bo v'nechal ledvir beisecha. They came into the kodesh hakadoshim. They came into the beis hamikdash. Ufinu asechalecha. They cleaned out. It was a mess. The whole thing was overturned by the yevanim. And they purified everything to the best of their capability for the moment. They lit candles. Does it say they found a pach shemen? They lit candles means they reinstated the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, the things that were done. Had we not known in the Gemara that there was an ace about shemen, this wouldn't have meant anything to us. So you give a little hint to it over here. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Right. Okay, so that needs explanation. Needs explanation. The whole Lalanisim, that this new tefillah that was instituted for Chanukah, where we thank Hashem for what happened, we thank Him only for the war, we thank Him for the victory of the many in the hand of the few, the mighty in the hand of the weak, that was the nes. Hallel is because of the Pach Shem. Where does it say that?
Because by Purim you don't say Hallel.
Purim was chutz la'aretz.
The Gemara says that we won the war, and because of that, there were koveya 8 days of Hallel Vayda. And we'll see we'll see why we don't really say Al Anisim on the Pach Shem. We don't. We're just pointing out that it's not in the nusach of the Al Anisim. And why not? Why we're not thinking? If in our minds, that was the nace. So why are we not thinking about the about that nice? So you could say, well, the truth is we're not being fair because we do do something to commemorate the nace of the Shemen. What is that? We light candles for 8 nights. We light candles for 8 nights. Now that's certainly, and the truth is if you want to commemorate for the just for the war, right? So how many days? How many days even? What's 8 days? One day we were saved. We'll be saved. You don't do it in the amount of days that they were in battle. You have one day of Halal Vaidah, one day of thanks to Hashem for saving us. Okay? But why 8 days of celebration? 8 days of Halal Vaidah for one day of a victory? Or for, which would be one day. The 8 days obviously correspond to the Pach Shemen, to the nace of the oil. But look what we say when we light the candles. What do we say right after we light the candles? Before Mois Tzur. What do we say? Aneiros halalu anachnu madlikim. These candles we light. Why? Alanisim v'alanaflois v'alatushuois v'alamelchomois shasis la'avaseinu bayamim is manazeh aydekainach hakadoshim with the chashmonoim who fought the battle. So even the candles we're associating really with the battle, the melchama. So we're not mentioning in Alanisim the Shemen. We're not mentioning, even when we light the candles, which would seem to correlate better to the nice of the Shemen, we mention these candles are lighting because of the Melchama. When the Yevanim were, number one, killing Jews. And for those they didn't kill, they Hellenized the Jews. They made them to turn into Greeks. At least that's what they looked like. And finally, this small group of Kohanim, this small group of Chashmonaim, decided to be Meisa Nefesh and fight back. At that moment, had Hashem not made an ace, that could have been the end. We would have been totally annihilated or assimilated, and there would be no Hanukkah story. In other words, that nace HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to have made happen if he was going to save us. That nace had to happen. The nace of giving over the Yevanim at the hands of these few Jews, 12 according to Rashi and Zeis HaBracha, 12 Chashmonaim, that had to happen. Okay. However, the nace of the Shemen, the fact that afterwards they came into the Beis Hamikdash and they found this little jug of oil and they burned for 8 days, if we would think about it, in our minds, that was not necessary. It was totally not necessary. Had they not found the Shemen, what would happen? So they're an oinus. They weren't lighting the menorah for the past, who knows how long, a few months, maybe years. So they'll be an oinus. Another 8 days, they would go get oil, get olives, squeeze the olives, make oil, and 8 days later they have new Shemen's eyes. They didn't have to find, and if they only find one, so they found it, so they have it for one day. Why did Hashem have to even make that miracle in the first place? They found the jug of oil. It was sealed with the Kohen Gadol seal. That itself is a miracle. And in a birthday night, it seems like it was an extra miracle. It was superfluous to what had to have happened. Again, the nace of the Melchama had to happen, otherwise we had no hope. So once we went into the Kashmir, we were Meis and Nefesh, Hashem had to make that nace happen. But the nace of the Shemen, why did that have to happen? So Maharal tells us that whenever we have human involvement in anything, in this case it was the battles that were fought, whenever we have human involvement into anything, there's always the suspicion that people, either the people themselves or people who are looking at this episode taking place, or people who are reading the history of this episode, there's always the problem that people may cut HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. 5%, 20%, 90%. Look what these people did. Wow. They were strong. They were able to have great strategy, guerrilla warfare. However, they were able to win the war. That's how people would look at it. The Ramban tells us that you don't find anywhere in the Torah explicitly about all the battles that Yaakov Avinu with his sons fought. And they fought many battles. You look at the Midrashim, after the whole story with Shechem, many different nations ganged up against them and went to war against them. And they had miraculous victories. The children, I mean, they were young, but the Shvatim had tremendous gevura. Right? We know one Midrash about Yehuda. Yehuda went into Mitzrayim, and when the hair on his chest stood out, the whole Mitzrayim shook. All right? Gives us a little idea of the unbelievable strength that the Shvatim possessed. But the Torah doesn't write anything about that. Says the Ramah, why? Because whenever you have human intervention, whenever there's human involvement in something, automatically we say, oh, look at this, look at what they do, look what he does, and we cut Hashem out of the picture. Maybe we don't cut him out fully. Oh, of course, it was Hashem's help, it was the Siyat of the Shvaya. But we don't look at it as 100% totally the work and the doing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we are. And therefore he says the Torah doesn't write about it. We leave it for the Midrashim to let us know about it. So says the Maral, because this battle was won with human beings fighting, the Chashmonaim had to actually go to war, they had to pick up spears and go to war. And they did win the war, they won one battle after the next until the Yevanim, until they gave up and they fled. They surrendered. But until that point, they had to fight a war. And perhaps the Chashmonaim themselves, we certainly could assume when they said Maccabi, they had in mind Micha Melech Be'elam Hashem. Certainly they had that in mind. And that's why you find the Gemara doesn't say until a year later where they Kaveya a Yomtif. But says the Maral that since this was all done with human involvement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to show them that this had nothing to do with these human beings. I had to show them that this all had to do with me, with Hashem, and nothing to do with them. It was not their doing. How am I going to show them that? Right after they won the battles, right after they were able to go back into the Beis Hamikdash and reinstate the whole Aveda, Hashem says, I'm going to make this phenomenal miracle. The miracle of the oil, no one can deny. That is undeniable, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. Nobody can say that it was him pouring the oil the way he poured it, that's why he burned for 8 nights. That was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing, to find oil and to still be intact with the Kohen Gadol seal and that he should burn for 8 nights, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel it necessary to do this extra nace? Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, this wasn't extra. This had to be done. We think it was not necessary. Hashem said, this is very necessary. It's necessary to learn at this moment when there's a great human success story, when there's a great victory over here. It happened it was a physical victory. It happened it was a victory in battle. But in any success, whenever there's human involvement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, will they attribute this success to their great doing, or will they say, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing?
What is the Maccabees won the war, or he helped them, or anything like that?
Oh, for the whole world plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the master plan, is that everybody should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, and that he is the power and the only power in the world. That's the whole 6,000 years of this world is to lead up to that point. The Chazal tell us that in Perkei Avos, you say, "Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omrei, mevi geula la'olam." If you say over something in the name of the person who said it, you bring geula to the world. What does one have to do with the other? What is it? If I, you're going to go say this Dvar Torah over on Shabbos. Okay, so if you say, "Well, Rabbi Bieberfeld said this morning this and this," then you bring geula. And if not, then you don't. How does that work? So it means, the Maral also explains this, it means that this is a midah. If a person is ready to not take the credit for himself and say over the Dvar Torah, not in his own name, as if he said it, as if he'll take credit for it, but he gives credit where credit is due, then he has the midah that when anything happens in the world, he won't take credit for himself, but he'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Such a person, Hashem says, I could bring the geula through them. Jumping to the story of Purim, where do we learn this concept from? From Mordechai and Esther. Because Esther said, oh, Vitakashrei, she took no credit. I didn't save your life. It's Mordechai who did it. Oh, Esther, I see, has this midah of not taking credit where credit is not earned. So therefore, when finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the geula, who will say, oh, it was my doing, or it was our group that did it, it was my Torah that did it, my tefillah that... No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. When a person is ready to say that, Hashem says, okay, he could be the vehicle for bringing the geula. The Chashmonaim were ready to say, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Hashem brought the geula through them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for all of history that everybody should know this point. Everybody should know that it was not the great strength of the Maccabees, but it was the great doing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where indeed he did it through human beings, and through that exactly was the test to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was your doing, we know it. Here he made it very simple for us, Mechanica. How did he do it? How did he make it simple for us? Because right after, within that whole story, he also gave us this new nace, an unnecessary nace seemingly. No, it's a very necessary nace. With this nace, nobody could deny it was me. Connect the two. Connect the dots from that to that. We light candles for 8 nights. And we say, you know what, Haneris Salalu Anaknu Madlikim, why? Why do we light these candles? We light this candle, says Marak, because these are the candles. This is the nace that showed us Al Hanisim Val Anaflois Val Atashuis Val Hamilchomes. This is the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made extra to show us that even the whole milchama that we did, no, we were involved. That I did put in my effort and I could take credit for myself. Hashem says, don't take any credit. It was all me. I'm hidden in Golus, but it's all me, and all the thanks comes to me. When we're ready as a whole, when the Klal Yisrael Azol is ready to give all credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, now I'm ready to bring the geula, because now I'm ready to bring the final redemption, and everyone will say, oh, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who did it the whole time, and now we see it, then Hashem will bring the geula. So based on this, we can understand the choice of Haftarah this week and next week. The Pesukim say that when you have two Shabbosos of Chanukah, so you have two Haftarahs to read. So, Haftarah L'Shabbos Chanukah HaRishayin is read in Zechariah. It's a Nevuah of Zechariah. What does it have to do with any about Chanukah? Because Zechariah has, at the end of the Haftarah, here in Zechariah, Perek Dalid, there's a whole story of a dream, a Nevuah, that Zechariah had about a menorah. It was a golden menorah, and it had seven branches, it had seven bowls, and next to the menorah were two olive trees, and the olive trees were pouring oil into the menorah, and it was lighting, and he asked the Malach, what is this? That's the connection to Chanukah. We'll see more about it in a moment. The next Shabbos, after the Shabbos Chanukah, Hasheni is from Malachim, where it talks about Shlomo HaMelech building the Kelim for the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the things are the menorah. So the Pesukim ask us two questions here. First of all, what comes first, Malachim or Zechariah? Malachim comes first. In the order of the Chav Dalet Svarim, order of the books of Torah Shebiktav, Malachim comes first. So if you have two Shabbos Chanukahs, Malachim should come first. Question number one. Question number two is, what happens when there's only one Shabbos Chanukah? Which one do you read? You read Zechariah. What do you read Zechariah for? Zechariah is about a nevuah, about a menorah. But Malachim is talking about the actual menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That would seem more appropriate to be read on Chanukah. So let's see when the Zechariah saw this nevuah, he asked the Malach. He says, "Mo eila adoni." Zechariah says in his dream to the Malach who's showing him this nevuah. He says, "What is this?" Vayana Malach adeverbi. So the Malach who is speaking to me by Yomer Elayin, he says to me, "Halo yadata mohei meila." You know what these are. You know what this represents. Vayomer, and I said, "Lo yadini." I admit I don't know. I can't figure it out. What is this nevuah trying to show? There's a golden menorah. There are two olive trees next to it. The olive trees are pouring oil into the menorah, and therefore it's lighting. What's it supposed to represent? What is the nevuah? Vayan vayomer elai lemer. The Malach told me, Zed dvar Hashem, el zerubbabel lemer. This is Hashem speaking. This is Hashem speaking. There's a menorah with olives here. This is Hashem speaking. In other words, you want to hear what Hashem's message is, this is what Hashem is saying. Tell Zerubbabel, who's Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel is one that was going to fight and regain and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Tell Zerubbabel, this is the message of the menorah. This is the message of the menorah with the olive tree standing by, with the olives being pressed by themselves and oil dripping into the menorah by itself. Tell them that my message is, Loi Bechayel, now with great armies, V'loi Bekoyach, and now with great strength, Ki Im Baruchi, on with my spirit, Omra Hashem Tzavakos. This is the Nevuah. In other words, this is exactly what we're saying was what the two Nisim of Chanukah. There's a victory to be won, there's a battle to be fought, and a victory to be won. And then there's this Nes of the Shemen, which burned for eight days, which only had enough to burn for one. The first miracle, says the Maral, could be that we would take some credit for it. The Chashmonai maybe would take credit. Other people would take credit. We'll say it was great strength. It was great human intellect. It was great strategy. The success could be attributed to the humans. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you got to look at the other Nes. And you have to connect the dots between the two Nisim. That's the Nevuah of Zechariah. So the real mess is not there was a Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The real lesson of Chanukah is in Zechariah. That with the Nevuah of Lei Bechaya, Lei Bechaya, Ki and Baruchi, you know how you know that? You know that from the Menorah. For the Menorah that you see it's doing it by itself, that's a Nes, right? No one's lighting the Menorah. The oil is dripping it by itself. So too, you should know that when you're going to go out to battle, you're going to go out to war and win the war, it's not your doing. Ki and Baruchi, Amar Hashem Tzavakos, it's my doing. When we're ready to say on everything that we do that it's Hashem's doing, then Hashem says, they have this midah of Aymer Dover B'Shem Aymrei, and then maybe Gula Laila. Agun Shabbos, Agun Shabbos.